guys think of the scene here?
Very cool. We just got here, so we've got a lot more band to check out and the rest of the day to enjoy.
It's fabulous. I love the bands. A lot of happy music.
Came all the way into Amherst for this, right?
Came all the way from Western Mass to share the beautiful sounds of honk, sounds and sights. You can only hear the sounds.
The dog isn't afraid. Are you afraid?
Sometimes. Those big drums. No, it's weird when you see a little kid, like, either the little kids are like totally big drawn to it, or else they're, but most of them are like, they like, go like a magnet to it. I love it.
What do you think of the experience so far out here?
Oh, it's great. We got great weather, lots of people. It's perfect.
While the rest of the nation acknowledged Columbus Day, the 5th annual Honk Festival was the place to be in Somerville and Cambridge, Massachusetts. Activist street marching bands came from near and far to blow their horns, bang their drums, and raise social issues. Band names themselves imply the politics behind the music, including the Brass Liberation Orchestra, who traveled all the way from the Bay Area to take part, and local favorites, the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band, and from Brooklyn, the Balkan Brass style of music performed by Viverice. A member of Viverice describes the origins of their music.
Yeah, that's because the Roma and the Balkans, those communities still play in a lot of Turkish scales. So the Turks inherited a lot of the Arabic scales. In the Balkans, they still play in those modes. So that's why it sounds like that. And there's even songs that are like shiftatele, they're like belly dances, which is the same all throughout North Africa and the Middle East and Turkey and everything.
It was 2 days of fun and cacophony. On Saturday, in Davis Square, Somerville, all the bands played in several locations around the vicinity simultaneously. Then on Sunday, they gathered again in Davis Square and took to the streets, marching into Harvard Square, and provided a soundtrack for the Oktoberfest happening there. Rebe Garofalo is with the Honk Committee who organized this event.
Listen to it. Music in your face, music in your body, music outside, music that's mobile, music that's inclusive, music that makes you want to participate. That's what daily life should be like.
Well, what do you think of all these musicians coming from all around the country invading Somerville?
I love it. I invited them all.
Music, fun, and politics abound. David Fillingham is with Veterans for Peace, and although he didn't have a horn to blow or a drum to bang, he had ideas to share.
I'm with Veterans for Peace, and we support these guys. People have been very generous, and they also love the fact that so many different sorts of people are here. And it's actually very encouraging to me. I love how this is such a magnet for people, and it's a back to the streets event, and that's wonderful.
David of Veterans for Peace. They were among the few who did not have instruments or noise-making devices as they marched. They did have lots of peace flags and a big banner reading, "How is the war economy working for you?" They were well applauded as they went by.
We create images that describe politics visually. We make cartoons all about global issues for people who need a different way to learn. Okay. Do you think I can use my megaphone right now?
Yeah, really. Catch your breath.
A member of the Beehive Collective. Shortly after that, she did get her megaphone. The political messages were front and center along with the music, costumes, and puppetry. This activism was certainly appreciated by the spectators.
The coal, the true story of coal, how coal is made. It's a big mural-like poster that shows all the stories of coal and the pollution and the trees and the animals and the digging.
So part of this thing is not just celebrating the music, but actually create some environmental awareness and political awareness?
I believe there's some of that around here, yes. I believe I've seen some of that.
So there's some politics involved in this?
I'd say it's activists. They're activist bands. They're not just playing music. trying to get people interested in the environment and taking a stance, which is a good thing these days. We have to narrow that enthusiasm gap.
Oh, I love this parade. It's sort of it's excellent combination, bands from all over the country. It's fabulous of it.
So you're out here more for the music than the actual visual sights, or combination?
Oh, combination and supporting all of the causes and interests, all of the above.
Susan is a longtime union activist in the Boston area and recently began playing percussion with the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band.
Love it.
It's right up your alley, I guess.
It is up my alley. You're making noise.
Making noise and enjoying life and expressing joy about that.
That's right. That's right. Just, you know, it's a good life, Charlie. I'm a very fortunate person, and, you know, I like to pass that good fortune on to other people. What better way than music? Or even if the music happens to be.
Well, that's an important part of the whole thing.
It is, you know. I feel like I've been accepted, you know, by the band, accepted as a musician. It's made me feel good. We're a band that's ready if your cause is right and true. Play a lot of, we played the Labor Day March, a great picture on our website, and we played for the Haitian earthquake relief, and, you know, we're just a bunch of red and black commies out here trying to make the world better.
Well, keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Charlie. Chuck, I know that's your stage name, but I knew you when you were a kid before that name. So don't cut that out.
I won't.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, what do you think of the parade? You like it?
Yes.
You like Hunk?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Well, what's the best thing you've seen so far?
Some of the younger spectators taking in the sights along the parade route on Sunday afternoon. Everyone loves a parade, especially when filled with such music, freeform creativity, and anarchy. The radical cheerleaders got spectators reveling in their chants. It was a wonderful 2 days in Boston's northern cities, Somerville and Cambridge. Everyone having fun, making a ruckus, and literally dancing in the streets. The police were helpful, keeping the streets clear of motorized transportation. Folks caught in the ensuing traffic around the parade route were probably the only ones not enjoying the festivities. I was glad to be on a bike. From the streets of Cambridge and Somerville, at the 5th Annual Hunk Festival, I am Chuck Rosina for the Boston Community Reporters Project.